Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with another installment of Azure Fridays. We have a special guest here today. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Ashish Gurmi. I'm a developer in Azure App Service team. And today, I'm going to be talking about a new offering called App Service Certificate.
Fantastic.
Which basically lets you create and manage SSL certificates right here in Azure portal for your App Service apps.
I love it. Let's see how it's done.
So, as you know, App Service has been supporting custom domains and SSL for a while now. So if you have a custom domain assigned to your web app, you can basically upload an external cert and use it for creating SSL bindings. Mm-hmm. But with this offering now, you also have the option of creating these certs right here in Azure portal and use it with your App Service app in a seamless manner. So let's go ahead and see how easy it is to create an App Service certificate. So for this demo, I have a standard app, standard web app called App Service Certificate. Mm-hmm. And it has two custom host names assigned to it, asedemo.net and www.asedemo.net.
Got it.
And we would like to create an App Service Certificate so that we can host these custom domains over SSL. So to do that, click on New. Go to Web Plus Mobile and select App Service Certificate from this list. Now, this opens up the Create App Service Certificate blade. Let's enter a user-friendly resource name. We can call it ASCDemo4.
Oh, it's C, right? Oh, I see. You have to give it a name.
ASC. It should be App Service Certificate.
Yeah.
ASC.
But this has nothing to do with the domain. It's just the name of the certificate.
Right. This is just a user-friendly resource
name. Got it.
And over here, we actually enter the root host name that we want to protect, which is ASCDemo.net. Choose a subscription, choose a resource group. I want to create a new resource group for this certificate. And click on certificate SKU to choose a certificate type. In our V1 release, we only support domain validated RSS certificates. Specifically, domain validated single domain or standard and wildcard certificates. Mm-hmm. So how to choose a certificate type here? If you want to protect root and www, then you should choose S1 standard. Whereas if you want to protect root and any first level subdomain, then you should choose wildcard. So for this demo, let's go ahead and select S1 standard. Click on legal terms to open terms and conditions blade. We are partnering with GoDaddy for this offering as we leverage their private key infrastructure and certificate authority. So go through it and click on OK to accept it.
So we're not a certificate authority. We're passing that responsibility on
right.
to GoDaddy. Got it.
So also let's select Pin to Dashboard so that when this initial deployment is complete, it will open up the resource blade. And let's click on Create. Now, what is happening behind the scene is when App Service Certificate Resource Provider receives this request, it generates a pair of RSA keys, private public key pair, and then it generates a certificate signing request based on this key pair and submits the CSR to the CA. And it is actually doing all crypto operations on your behalf, and it sort of, you know, it shields you away from all these complexities.
That is so nice because people, last time I did this, mm-hmm. I had to go and open a special shell on some other operating, and then
right.
I had to do the SSH thing, and I had to do this other thing, and it took forever, and then I did the wrong thing, so I had to revoke
right.
the cert and then do it. It was a painful experience.
Right. So if you are using a traditional CA, then you need to have basic understanding of cryptography, and also you need to be aware of recommendations because you want to generate a secure and strong certificate.
Sure.
So we take care of all that. So this initial deployment request takes around 5 to 10 minutes to finish. So in order to save time, I have another App Service Certificate for which this step has already been completed.
Fantastic.
So let me open that up. So this is what we will see, you know, after 10 minutes. And we see an orange title bar at the top, which means the certificate is not in ready state. Also, the current status is pending issuance.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and click on this title bar. This opens up the certificate status blade. And we see that we need to go through 3 steps before it goes to ready state. So let's click on step 1. It is basically asking us to associate a key vault with this App Service Certificate. Key vault is a container that can manage secrets and keys for your Azure applications.
I see.
And you can use one key vault for storing as many apps or certificates as you want. So let's click on Key Vault Repository. This will show you the list of all key vaults in your subscription. So you can choose a key vault from the list, or if you want, you can create a new one. So let's go ahead and select the key vault that I already have. Now it is saving the key vault settings. And it's done. Now you see we have a green check mark next to step one. And we can move on to step two. This is the most important step in create workflow, because over here we verify that we actually own the domain included in the request. Because these are domain validated certificates, so you need to verify that you actually own the domain before the CA can issue a certificate.
Of course.
So before I go into four options that we provide over here, let me tell you how one can fundamentally verify domain ownership. So there are three ways to do so. First one is a HTML file-based verification method, where you need to create a specific HTML file at a specific location on your web server. Second is a DNS TXT-based validation, where you need to create a specific TXT record on your domain. And third one is email-based validation. So anytime you register a domain with any registrar, you need to provide a set of email addresses as per ICANN requirements. And ICANN actually publishes these email addresses on internet. So when the CA receives a certificate signing request, it tries to find these email addresses and then it sends a verification email.
Got it.
So with this in mind, let's go over all these options. So first one is manual verification. And as the name suggests, over here we give you step-by-step instructions to verify domain ownership using HTML file-based method and DNS TXT-based method. And obviously you should choose this option only if none of the other options are applicable for you.
And that's because that's the option that could cause the most mistakes if something were to go wrong, right?
So next we have mail verification. Over here, we show you the list of all email addresses that have received a verification email along with a timestamp when it was sent.
Nice.
So when I registered ASCDemo.net, I actually used this email address. And as you can see, I have received a verification email. I can just click on this email and complete this step. And if you want us to resend these emails, then you can just click on resend email button here.
Got it.
Now, next to verification options are the recommended methods, because you don't need to leave Azure portal. And there are Azure Resource Manager APIs that you can use for automation.
I see.
So next we have domain verification. So if you have purchased this domain through Azure, then we can set up the necessary DNS TXT record for you with one click.
Nice.
Instead of you going to DNS manager and doing it manually. So since I bought ASCDemo.net through Azure, it is listed over here. I can just click on verify and that's it. If you're using an external domain, then this list will basically be empty. Last one is app service verification. So if you have an app service app that is using this domain as a custom domain, then you can use it for verification.
I see, because you've already done the domain verification
for
the web app. Because every time you add a new domain, you gotta tell the app service, yeah, this is mine. You add that special A name record.
A name and C name.
And then it's just,
And also, basically over here, we simulate the HTML file-based verification method. So instead of you creating an HTML file manually and deploying it into your web app, we actually take care of this in our platform itself.
I love it.
So let's go ahead and use this verification method. Just click on verify, and that's it. Now your app is ready for verification. And now we are actually waiting for the CA to make the verification HTTP request, get the response as expected, and mark this step as complete.
And like I said, usually we would have to do this all manually, which was a pain.
Right. So after doing this, you need to wait for like 2 to 4 minutes before the CA actually makes that request. And once step two is complete, we don't need to do anything. At that point, we just wait for the CA to issue the certificate, which takes around 4 to 10 minutes. So I have another, in order to save time, I have another app service certificate for which all these steps have been completed. Let me open that up. So this is what we'll see, once all steps are complete. Notice we don't have any orange title bar and status is issued. Now we can go back to our web app and assign this app service certificate. to do that, let's go to custom domains and SSL. And click on import certificate. This will show you the list of all app service certificates in your subscription that are in ready state. So let's select the app service certificate that we just created. Now it is pushing it into your web app. And now we can basically use it for creating SSL binding. So let's choose the root host name, certificate, SNI, SSL is good. Let's choose a www certificate here and let's click on save. Now if everything works as expected, we should be able to browse these host names over SSL.
This is nice because it looks like if it's 4 to 6 to 10 minutes for the first thing, 4 to 6 to 10 minutes on the other thing, you're literally looking at 20 minutes to get this set up, where before it took me all day.
Yeah. So as you can see, you know, now we can browse acdemo.net or SSL.
Man, that is fantastic. Is this available now for people to use?
Yeah, it is available. You can actually go to Azure portal today and try it out.
So if people have, for example, questions about this, or they already have, for example, they're not using GoDaddy or something else, where can they go to give suggestions for where you can go in the future?
So you can actually post a query on our forum, and we'll get back to you over there.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, this has been super helpful. I'm excited to use this. I have been pulling my hair out over this stuff for a long time. Thanks so much for adding some quality features. We've been learning about how to do SSL for web apps directly in the Azure portal on Azure Fridays. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.